Welcome to the Nerdcast with our special, without spitting, our special video game, our fall video game preview. We're going to be talking exclusively pretty much about video games this whole podcast. I know we got a few guys here excited about it. We're here with Adam.
I would be the guy who's excited about it. There you go. Really enjoy video games and looking forward to this talk.
And Bob?
I have my limited video games that I play, but I'm pretty excited about what's coming out.
And I'm Iggy. I hard to find time for video games in my life right now, but I do. We're going to get to November, and we're going to be on a big title that I'm going to geek about. We'll get there. Along the ways, we're going to talk about the games this fall. We'll include all the links over at the forums and, of course, on our weekly podcast post. Just keep in mind, those links will take you over to Amazon, but they'll also help us out. Every time you click on Amazon or other affiliate links, you do help us continue to provide original content like the Nerdcast or our new article and review section. It helps us continue to bring you the awesome stuff we want to bring you and be able to spend time keeping the blog going. So not too much more work. It definitely won't cost you any more money, but just head on over and you can click on our Amazon links, our Ripped Apparel, T-Fury, and Think Geek links. Definitely give us some help. So without further ado, I guess we should just dive right into our fall video game preview special. So yeah, there we go. Cue the music. There we go. That's what we're looking for. So as we get started, we'll just go ahead and we're going to kind of rewind a bit, go back a week with the big game that kind of kicks it all off. Came out last week, Madden NFL 13.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, it's the big one that kind of gets everything going. You know, before this, you have your occasional one or two games here or there throughout the summer. In the same vein as Madden, you got in a NCAA, which really, really gets me excited. Big college football fan, yeah. But Madden 13 really kicks off the video game season, which gets me excited on my nerd tip for sure. Great game. You know, online gamers love it. You can go on and play your friends everywhere, anywhere. It's fun. It's a good one. Definitely impressed with it almost always.
So got Calvin Johnson from Detroit Lions on the cover this year. Madden curse. You guys, it's hard to say the curse is there, but it's been, I think, as you mentioned early, pretty, it seemed to hold true, I guess, right. Is the way you can put it. Mm-hmm. Quite a few people, Michael Vick, which, wow, that was
it was a bad one for him. There we go. Sure.
Injuries to, I mean, even greats like Ray Lewis, who can I think of? Westbrook from the Eagles was on there for one. We had, quite a few people gone down. So Calvin Johnson, we did talk about this a little bit earlier. You guys think he's a hard man to bring down, though? Hard man to hurt.
Like I said, I think the curse is lifted with this one.
The guy's a freak. I mean, they call him Megatron for a reason. You can't stop him. Every time Megatron dies, he comes back. Yes. And you're like, okay. And Calvin Johnson's saying, well, you got him covered. And all of a sudden he shows up and makes a retarded good catch.
Double covered, one-handed snags. I mean, that's normal for him. That's game to game. And when Stafford this past year healthy, throwing one of the handful of quarterbacks throw over 5,000 yards, made him look even better. So I think we're saying maybe that's where the curse falls in. Maybe Stafford goes down and Calvin Johnson and his numbers go down as well.
So. Every Detroit Lions fan is now cursing you, just so you know.
Hey, as a Lions fan, heading up to Detroit this winter for some good sporting activities, I hope the Lions can do well, but it's one of those things I just year to year, it never seems to fail, but I'm kind of with you, Bob, on this one. I think Calvin Johnson, and he's going in the mentality of nothing's going to stop him anyways. Yeah. That's how he plays exactly. Game to game. Exactly. So, and I think, I don't know, this is the second year that they've done the voting, the style they've done on ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. And that's actually good. I was going to say, maybe this will be a new format, but no, last year they did this style and, the gentleman from the Browns, what was his name? The running back.
Peyton Hillis.
Yeah. He didn't have the year he had the year before. So I don't know. We'll find out. But, the new engine, they got a bunch of new gameplay abilities. No play will be the same as another play or something like that.
Just the way the two plays
will be the same.
The way the physics are working out is, that the end coming off the end rusher coming off the edge is not gonna pull the same move three plays in a row. You can't pull the same move 30 plays in
a row. So you can't do those 10 options outside.
Right, yeah.
Like he used to.
Exactly. So, it, you know, like I said, Madden always does a great job. And I like to see what Madden does because NCAA is a year or two behind it with some of their updates. EA pushes those down to the little brother franchise, I guess you will, that's still very big. So.
The NCAA.
Yes. I still prefer the NCAA. Just...
But they do seem to get the changes, the gameplay changes the year after. Yeah, so
yes.
So mm-hmm. Hopefully they're successful. So these things will come to NCAA next year for you, Adam.
Yeah.
So, well, let's dive right into September now, since, as we said, Madden kind of kicks it off at the end of August, usually just in time for football season to start and just in time for the fall video game season to start, I guess we can call it. So September got a big month. We'll kind of stick with in the vein of sports here. And it's towards the end of the month, but FIFA 13 also from EA.
Yeah, FIFA 13, you know, great title. And this is one that's really, I think you mentioned it when we were talking a little bit earlier, that they, you know, this is a growing franchise for them. FIFA, fantastic game. I do enjoy it, and I will pick it up and play with my friends that I have all over the country that I've played soccer with in person. But my favorite thing about FIFA is its playability is fantastic. So my friends who don't play soccer, who don't know about it and don't know the type of plays you should, you know, how to create runs and things like that, they can pick up FIFA and start playing. And we can have a competitive match, even though I know a little bit more about soccer than they do. So that's great. You know, that's probably my favorite part is a pure soccer game. I think I like the Pro Evolution series just a little bit better. The passing is you have much more control as the player playing. But that has its advantages and disadvantages for sure, because you will send errant passes all over the place in Pro Evolution. You don't tend to do that quite as much in FIFA, which is, again, why I like it for all my friends who aren't quite soccer heads like I am.
Well, I generally, when I've owned the FIFAs in the past, I don't own a sports title right now, but I usually buy the year behind, so I can save myself some money. But
yeah.
I've never played the Pro Evolution. I've seen it out there for a while. I've always kind of stuck with the EA. I don't know if it's just the mindset of that in the football games, you're forced into EA, so kind of go that direction. Yeah. And I know we said we'd stick with September, but let's, you know, knock the sports out of the way. We're talking about new gameplay engine in Madden. So NHL 13 kind of debuting their ads this past week, talking a little bit about their new gameplay engine as well. So that one won't be till October, but some big sports games coming out here.
And you gotta love the new engines, really, especially for games like NHL and FIFA, really starting to pull those games into their own. Not only do they look great, but actually the players, the off the ball movement in soccer or off the puck movement in hockey, really starting to pick up and mirror what you see when you watch those games on TV or when you play with your friends. And that's great. That really brings a whole new level of realness. I mean, EA has always had if it's in the game, it's in the game. And for soccer and hockey, that hasn't always been true. But I think they're getting much, much better now. And I'm excited about NHL. I've always enjoyed those games from way back, like NHL 93, when you could just pick the Blackhawks and just dominate everybody.
No.
Yes, you could, Iggy. Yes, no. You could. They were unbeatable in that game, but I'm excited about the new ones.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I have a lot this year, and we'll get into these further into the year with some video games that I'll be picking up, but every once in a while I go crazy and grab a sports game and I pay the full stupid price for the sports game that's going to be dead next year. Last year was NCAA with the new, do all the conference changes and everything. Just got me all excited.
Conference realignment, build your own teams, all that good stuff.
So man. I rocked some UTSA Roadrunners through the Big 12 there, but might hit hockey this year. So anyway, so also coming up in September, we've got a few other biggie titles.
I mean, the big one for me is going to be Borderlands 2, I think.
The big one for most people there, probably.
Yeah, it looks really, really good. And that's a series that I think caught a lot of people off guard. My wife, I mean, we picked up the game, and my wife plays it more than I do. So that's pretty impressive for me. Any game that involves guns that my wife is willing to play, it's fairly exciting.
It was one of those ones that it seemed like it got quickly moved to the discount rack.
Yeah.
The first Borderlands.
Yeah,
but then all of a sudden, when it was at that $29.99 or that $19.99 price, everybody and their mom all of a sudden owned it and was playing it like
crazy.
And
then
you
got the three expansions that came out for it. I mean, that's the thing. They supported that game really, really well, because you know, 6 to 8 months after its launch, they had a Game of the Year edition with all the expansions. You're like, this is fantastic. At $29.99. Yeah. I mean, that's an unbelievable deal.
So do they stick with the good, I get good support for Borderlands 2, or they just quickly move on to Borderlands 3 now that they've established a franchise?
I haven't heard anything about how they're going to do that, but I think, you know, they are, my hope, obviously, as a video game fan, would be that they take their time and do it right. That's something that I've always liked about, you know, particular games like the Metal Gear series. It always takes, I mean, it's 4 years in between a game, but when it comes out, you're like, oh, thank God, this game is amazing. And, you know, I'm hoping that more games take their cue from that as opposed to just churning out a game year after year after year for the sake of turning a game out.
Yeah, I think you get a little both from depending on the game franchise.
Now, I guess just this past week they announced that I guess they're going to be adding 4 campaigns that you can purchase separately for Borderlands 2.
Now, are they offering, I've seen a lot of places now doing it to where if you go to GameStop or Best Buy or wherever, you get one of those maps. Are they doing anything like that, or are they just putting them all online? Have you guys heard? I don't know.
I haven't heard anything.
Maybe with it being a fresh announcement, they don't know yet then.
But it
seems to be, that seems to be a trend too that's picking up on these games is extra content or level, depending on the system. You know, what games?
Usually you get some.
What game is from PlayStation 3 is going to give you a whole hour of extra content? There's some game that if you buy it on the PlayStation 3, we'll have to pull it up here quickly. For the, coming out this fall, buy it on the PlayStation 3 as opposed to the Xbox, you're going to get 60 minutes of extra content. Assassin's Creed.
Excuse me, Assassin's Creed 3.
We'll get to that one here in a little bit. But yeah, so I mean, they're really pushing like not only retailers, but it seems like systems and everything like that.
Because you've got the Skyrim Dawnguard DLC that came out on June 26th for Xbox 360. I own that game on the PlayStation 3 and I'm still waiting for that to upload it in my store so I can buy and play through it.
So Borderlands 2, one of the more significant titles of September. What else we got for that month?
Tekken Tag 2.
See, I'm a huge fan of the Tekken franchise. When it comes to the fighting games, Tekken, this is the one where I know Adam's probably going to have the biggest say in most of these games, but when it comes to Tekken here, that's going to be mine. I've just always found it since the arcade days, you know, when you're younger, playing it on the arcade, and was it Tekken 5 that was really the one that picked up with the new, when they added a bunch of new characters that were really big, like Eddie and all them, and it was just, I've always followed it, even suckered and had to sit through the movie. because for a fighting game, that first Tekken that came out, pretty decent story. So I was hoping they could do it in the movie, but I always forget video game movies don't normally fare well. So
but it's because the movie studios won't let the game studios have their say.
And
we're gonna make a movie, we're just using your idea. And I think, you know, Marvel has shown how to do it is you keep control over your story and you let somebody else just produce it for you. And I think hopefully we'll start to see some game studios
do what these comic studios are doing, because DC's following Marvel
and show the money.
Yeah, DC's following Marvel, even some of the independent, you know, publishers and stuff. So maybe in the video game world. But Tekken Tag Tournament 2. I honestly don't know much about the release. I know the first one had a Blu-ray movie with it as well. So
I think they're doing, I don't know if it's a different movie, but I think it might be the same kind of deal for this one.
Where you get a Blu-ray movie package in there. So that'll be a pretty awesome package. You can actually check out the first review of the first one and the movie of the first Tekken Tag Tournament over on Project Blue. So pretty big one. Another huge franchise for September.
Yeah,
I think we're on the same page here.
I hope so. Dead or Alive.
There you go.
Yeah, Dead or Alive 5.
Dead or Alive 5. Yeah, definitely. That one has seemed to be around for a long time.
Yeah. And that's the thing we're seeing a lot of this year is continuation of these long running franchises. And they do, you know, they do something right. And a lot of it's harkening back to, I've played this game for 12 years. Of course I'm going to buy it. You know, I've grown up with Dead or Alive. So why wouldn't I buy DOA? So I've never been ever really been a fighting game fan. And so Tekken Tag and Dead or Alive and, you know, pretty much any of the fighting games, I'll play them, but I don't, they're not guaranteed buys for me.
Mm. It just made me think, too. We're talking about the sports ones, and I was joking about I'll be a sucker and pay the full price for it year after year. Mm-hmm. If there's any other style of video game that pulls the move the sports games does, it's the fighting games. Because, yeah, Dead or Alive, just redo. I mean, they up the graphics and they up everything, just like the sports games. But essentially, you're buying the same game right. almost. Oh, yeah. So, but they are interesting, and they change it. And Dead or Alive, Guilty, I will admit my guilt here. I don't even remember what the title of it was called, but they're Dead or Alive.
You saw the movie on that one too?
No, I have not seen the movie. The video game they released of with the girls, the and
I know what you're talking about.
They had it was on the original Xbox and PlayStation mm-hmm. 2, and
they had
the beach volleyball, and you had right. to buy the different swimsuits, and you yeah. did all the mini games and stuff. And many people, it was kind of funny when we got it, but you'd be surprised the amount of females, including the woman who ended up being my wife, we were dating at the time, who also enjoyed playing the game. The volleyball was awesome. It was a beach volleyball
extreme
game.
Beach volleyball.
Yeah, it was extreme beach volleyball. That's what it was. But the mini games were fun and everything too. So they've established, this is one of those ones that's definitely established a franchise on their female characters, I guess would be the way to put it.
So when give me some memory on this one. When did the last one come out?
Dead or Alive?
Four. I mean, prior.
Four. They've had like three titles since then.
Okay.
But they just, yeah, they skipped the numbers.
Four was out in 2006.
Yeah.
So it's been a little while. It's in between there. You had some for like the portable systems. You had Extreme 2 come out on the Xbox 360 as well. Later.
Which was funny because they cut. All joking aside, we actually considered buying Extreme 2 when it went down in price, but they cut any multiplayer gameplay out. And it's like, you could play online with somebody, but you couldn't play two people in your house. And I'm like, am I really that lonely and desperate that I need to play Extreme Volleyball 2 by myself? But I guess that helped some of those basement dwellers that needed it, that wanted to keep us.
And they had a couple other titles for the PSP and the 3DS that have come out since then.
But a lot of it's just like that name recognition. I mean, they know the title, they know what they're going to expect. You know,
yeah, and that's what I mean. It'll move.
And as you mentioned, Adam,
there's not a problem.
Another terrible bomb of a movie. No, I haven't sat through that actually. Though I have seen like 15 minutes of it. I think or towards the climax part of it, the epic fight. But that 15 minutes was enough to say not worth it.
I just heard enough of
you
it.
You know what it's going to be.
Watch it. Yeah,
you definitely know what it's going to be when Jamie Presley is one of the headliners on it. So.
I think she was the lead.
So all right. So anything else significant in September?
I'm sure we'll get bombed for this, for getting something, but nothing jumps out at me.
Nothing big franchise
game,
style, at least.
There'll be some other games that'll come out that I'm sure people will be like, I can't believe you guys didn't mention whatever it might be.
So, yeah, there's tons of games each one of these months. I mean, there's, titles that come out every week, but those are definitely your big franchise movers. October, more franchises again, huge sequels, I guess you could say. So where are we starting?
Well, you get start right at the beginning, Resident Evil 6. I mean, we're right at about, 32 days for it now. So
it's going to coincide with another movie release.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what the name of this movie is, right? Which I think Resident Evil 6 is a good title for the movie, too.
Right,
Are we at 5 or 6?
The movie's 5.
Okay, so we're right around there, almost.
It was like Resident Evil Destruction or something like that. I can't remember what
it was. But once again, as mentioned with Dead or Alive 5, Resident Evil 6 isn't truly the only sixth game. They've had,
been a bunch of stuff.
We just recently had, I can't even remember what it was called. Their most recent one wasn't 5. It was,
We had all the codename Veronica. That came out recently, and then a lot for the small systems as well. Raccoon City, I think it was on the 3DS, those types of things. So it's a series that's hit everything.
Are you a big Resident Evil fan, Adam?
I tell you what, I love the arcade games.
Okay.
Like, put me in an arcade and I will find the Resident Evils, the House of the Dead.
Shooting style arcade games.
Right.
For those too young. Because arcades are becoming a thing of the past, it seems.
Right. I don't think they made the transition to the systems very well. I bought 5. I played through it. I really like the graphics. I mean, obviously the graphics on my system dominate an arcade machine, but I don't know. They just don't pull me in quite the same way. I'm willing to sit there and pump quarters into an arcade machine, but I'm not willing to hit continue on my PlayStation controller. And I don't know why there's that disconnect there.
So Bob, you're the movie person. What about the movie franchise? Are you a Resident Evil movie franchise fan?
I am.
Okay.
I do enjoy them. Because I just went out and bought all the Steelbooks for...
Well, you found them at discount, didn't you?
I found them at discount.
They've been searching local, but they haven't had them here. Walmart had
them. I'm wondering if they're going to put them out for this new one, because there's a new animated CGI movie coming out.
Really? So we got three Resident Evil titles.
I think it's Resident Evil Damnation. That's coming out.
Video game, animated title, and a theatrical release.
So yeah, we're getting inundated with.
It'll be a big year for them.
Yeah, which the trailer for the theatrical release actually looks pretty strong.
I'm a fan of the movies.
Yeah. Are you
okay? My wife pokes fun at me because every time we go and I go and I look through the Resident Evils, I'll see how much they are. She's like, but she won't watch them with me. She doesn't quite get it, and I don't know what to tell her, but I really enjoy them.
I enjoyed the first one. I got my wife to watch it with me. She has refused to watch any of the other ones just because she's not a zombie person.
Yeah, I like the first one and the second one. The third one is a little slow, but I love the fourth one.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't even – are you counting the fourth one as the animated one? Or is
no.
Because there's also an animated theatrical release that got thrown in there too.
Yeah.
The second one is where I kind of trailed off. I never even finished it just because Aaron wouldn't watch it with me. And
that one hit a lot more of the video games because you had the stars and the rest of the teams in there.
And I had played the early games. I think it's one of those things where I just gotten away from it and never got back in it.
Yeah.
So, but that's early October. That's right at the beginning, the first week of October.
Yeah, that's the second, I believe.
So
I think there's a big game every week. I'm really excited about the week after Resident Evil 6. A new title, not a series, not a continuation of anything else. We got Dishonored. I think their tagline is "Revenge is sweet." It looks really, really good. It's out from Bethesda, who big in the the role playing series with Skyrim and the whole Elder Scrolls series. So
this is a first person shooter.
Yeah,
so it's different than
first person shooter. Right,
your RPGs. October 9th, so new. Hopefully, they're hoping to kind of launch another franchise behind their name, off their success, as you mentioned. I think Skyrim and Oblivion and Skyrim seemed to just blew.
Series, right?
Which, Elder Scrolls always been big, but it seems like Oblivion and even Skyrim had just overtaken people's lives.
It did mine for a while, and it will when Dawnguard ever comes out on the PlayStation 3 again. So Bethesda, if you're listening, put it out on the PlayStation 3.
There you go. Before Dishonored comes out on October 9th. So.
Please.
So that's an interesting one. That's a new title. So as you mentioned, not a franchise title like the other ones. And a few more in October, a few more franchise titles.
Oh, a bunch.
So we have a Xbox exclusive franchise title that month.
Mm-hmm.
Fable, The Journey. Now, this is my wife's game. This is when we bought the Xbox, when the Xbox 360 launched right before the holidays. And then they did a second launch, I think, like in March or so. And I was in a GameStop and just going, the guy goes, you want an Xbox 360? I was like, what? He's like,
yeah,
you want an Xbox 360? I'm like, those aren't even you can't even get them right now, except for on eBay for like how much? He goes, no, we got one. We're doing the second launch in March. And I got one pre-order left. And I was like, I told my wife, we're going to wait. We're not going to spend that much money on a new system and all that. But then a friend of mine had brought it over. He had to get it at launch and we played it and all that. And I was like, all right. So we went home, cleaned out everything, brought it in for store credit and pre-ordered it. And she goes, okay, since you're getting new toys, I get a game. And so she said, which games are, compatible? And she got the first Fable. And then it became a fight for the new system. And then she got Fable 2 and then Fable 3. And so it's become her thing. So, but I think a big thing you pointed out to her earlier is this is built from the ground up for the Kinect.
Yeah. Interesting idea. I haven't really been wowed by any of the Kinect games. I really wanted to like the Star Wars game and just didn't. I think the best part about that game was the
on solo dancing.
Yeah, it was the dancing.
No.
But if you know, I don't like dancing games, so that's not a selling point for me.
I think I still have footage of you dancing.
We don't need to link to that for sure. Reserved on Fable the Journey. I want it to be good because I like the Fable series. I've always been an RPG guy. My wife loves the Fable series just like yours. And that's thanks to your wife that she got into that for sure. So I want it to be good. I'm just scared. Any of the Kinect games right now have me scared, unless it's like, this is fun and for kids, then that's going to be awesome. We'll buy that for sure.
I'm curious though with the Kinect integration, because I don't know much about this one either. And as listeners can start to tell a trend that Adam's the one who's done the research on these games. Built from the ground up, are they looking at, you'll have the options around it, or it's exclusively playing with via through the Kinect? Because the idea is, for like when they did the Halo, the Halo Anniversary Edition was really cool, to where you could give it voice commands through the Kinect, but you continue to play with your typical controls on the controller.
No, it's an exclusive Kinect title.
Okay. Yeah.
So you will not, you are the controller. Yeah. Come on. So they're going all out for it.
I'm just thinking all those hours of gameplay walking around. That's going to be a great workout game, I guess. I'm in. Mm-hmm. But I think the fighting, it might be interesting, but I'm curious to see how they do. I mean, just, you spend so much of that game walking, looking for treasure chests, looking for gargoyles, looking for, you know, various things, meeting peasants, buying houses, stuff like that.
Maybe you'll be lucky and they'll come find you and you can just stand still.
There you go. But even more interesting is, and I think they introduced it in the second one and they really upplayed it in the third one, was the introduction of lovemaking in the Fable franchise. Mm-hmm. How's that going to play out on the Kinect?
No words on that one, surprisingly. Surprisingly, no words on that. But I think majority of the game moving around part will be done with, they introduced the horse. And so you'll be on a horse, and how you hold the reins will make the horse go.
So like Monty Python style with the coconut.
Right, yeah, exactly. You're going to have a friend or a loved one on the couch behind you with some coconuts clopping you around, right? Oh. So we'll use the voice activation that way. The faster they clap, the faster you run, that type of stuff.
I think we're onto something, an expansion here. Right. So some downloadable Lionhead content.
If you're interested, call us. We can market that for you.
There you go. So Fable, the Journey, Kinect, definitely be interesting. We'll have to try to get one of the guys to review it over Project Blue to see how it goes before we sink our money into it for our lady friends.
Right.
So in the spirit of Resident Evil, movie launching around the same time as the game and everything, we have a new James Bond title.
Ooh, really excited about this one.
Yeah. Legends. So what do you know about it?
So very, very, very cool idea. You're going to play through some of the Bond stories that didn't get
before the video game treatment. Days, yes.
Right. Yeah. So very cool. I thought I read recently that they actually got some previous Bond talent to take place on some of those, but I'm not 100% positive on that. We'll have to check that out and include that in.
I don't know exactly, because my first when I first looked into it, I saw that it was, do you play as Daniel Craig's Bond through these? And then I think it, like you did recently, I saw, I believe on IGN, that it mentioned you're gonna have, you know, Timothy Dalton,
right?
You know, a few other,
some of the other guys in there,
a few other
exciting
Bonds. Yeah. So Dr. No, I mean, I can just Moonraker, let's take this to outer space.
That's what I want.
Even though that may not be one of the premier movies, that definitely will be an interesting video game.
Cool. Right, yeah. Exactly. You think some of the stuff that the cool stuff that James Bond has done and being able to do that, and again, the improvement in the graphics and the engines and everything that goes along with these games, I'm really excited. I got away from the Bond series with The World Is Not Enough or Tomorrow Never Dies was one of the games that they made after GoldenEye. I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And I was just really unimpressed.
Well, with surprisingly, and a lot of people miss this, but you can still go online today if you can get a hold of a copy and play with a variety of people online. Quantum of Solace actually jumped back into the GoldenEye style of gameplay multiplayer. Mm-hmm. And
that was good.
I played that multiplayer like crazy. And I think, like after you said, I hadn't been inspired by a Bond game for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just seemed to go through the motions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I got this one because I heard a lot of how it was going back to the GoldenEye, and we played through, two or three of us played through the campaign multiple times, and it strayed very much from the movie, so it was a completely separate story. Mm-hmm. And then the multiplayer was fantastic, and they even reintroduced the golden gun into the multiplayer. Nice. So so it was definitely awesome. Proximity mines and everything like that. It was, but 007 Legends, and that, which week is that in October?
16th.
So right in the middle of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and let you move into the next title, because I know this is your thing, and we already kind of brought this up a little bit earlier.
I'm guessing Assassin's Creed 3 then?
Yes, oh my gosh. Talking Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, I just redid my front room and got I had, from the Planet Comic Con in Kansas City, a really sweet 8x10 of a digital picture that someone had done of like a futuristic Ezio. I got that framed, put on my wall, right next to the cardboard cutout I took down from a Best Buy display of Ezio and Altair for Revelations. And that's hanging underneath the Da Vinci glider that I put on my wall now. So I,
so you hung it from,
yeah, yeah, oh, I hung it up. It looks really sharp hanging on the wall too. Really. I mean, this right now for me, until this past week when they really announced a new Metal Gear Solid release, is my favorite game series that's making games and consistently doing it. Ubisoft has done an amazing job of spreading out the work on it, so that Ubisoft Montreal is the lead, but all the other groupings provide for the game, so they can still put out a tremendous game with enhancements year after year.
So without the long wait, like
right, you're saying, there's not a 3 or 4 year wait in between them. They're one right after the other. And not only has each game, in my opinion, gotten better, but the mechanics behind the games, the story has continued to get richer and deeper. Other than the first game, I have a hard time finding something wrong with any of them.
So lucky for you, you prefer the PlayStation 3, because as we were talking earlier, 60 minutes of extra game footage, extra gameplay. On Assassin's Creed 3. And I said footage, my mistake, it's gameplay. So it's not, oh, I get to watch 60 more minutes of video, which can be cool, especially with the way these games are going. And you bring up Metal Gear Solid, we'll touch on that at the end, but you're going to get a whole extra hour of gameplay. I mean, that's pretty spectacular. I would have to believe that down the road it would become downloadable content for the Xbox.
It's hard to say. They have been doing exclusives for the systems on the downloadable content, which is frustrating if you happen to buy it on the system that doesn't get it. Dawn Guard. But other than that, you would assume that, yes, at some point in time, whether it's a month, 3 months, a year, then it's going to pop up eventually. Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's where it's come. I know this is huge for you, but it's huge for a lot of people. I'd say this is one of our biggest titles of the fall, that it's this franchise has become massive. And I know there's no concrete behind it yet, but a lot of talk too about movies, movie franchise with it. So
yeah. And Ubisoft again is taking the Marvel footprint or blueprint or whatever you want to call it. And they've told production studios, you're not in control of this.
Yeah.
And if you're in control of this.
And if I remember correctly, they'll be working with, was it Michael Fassbender? I remember correctly. So Fassbender
signed on to play the lead and executive producing.
Executive
it as well.
Producer.
So the money behind it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's, I guess a fan of the franchise. So, might be very different than his, role in Shame. What do you think, Bob?
Oh, yes. I hope so. So I gotta ask Adam here, which edition are you going to get here? I'm looking at all these limited editions that are coming out for it. Mm-hmm. They have the 9.5-inch Assassin statue. And then they have the 28x48 Assassin's Creed inspired colonial flag, and the metal belt buckle.
I can answer this
George
for him.
Washington's notebook.
He's going to get all of them.
The problem is that, yeah, I mean, you end up with like four copies of the game because they don't sell the stuff separate except on eBay or somebody selling
for as much as the game
somebody
is.
Somebody selling it online for the same price. So you might as well get an additional copy of the game to be able to trade in and get some store credit from somebody.
I'm thinking Adam can fund a giveaway for Project Nerd come October. Right. Some extra copies.
I don't know if I'll be able to fund it, but we'll see. No, I really want the statue because yeah, it statue looks unbelievable.
And you said 9.5 inches. So
9.5 inches.
That's a significant size. Yeah, I mean, you're talking the size of the Gears of War legend. I can't remember what, but the legend, Halo Legendary and the Gears of War. It wasn't called Legendary, but it was the same style with the big statues. Those are large statues. I have both of those up there. Mm-hmm.
And then also, Ubisoft Workshop has their own edition coming out that has the Assassin's Creed Encyclopedia and the Assassin's Creed Subject 4 graphic novel.
I mean, that's the thing. The story is so deep that you can put out a ton of stuff with it and not oversaturate the market. And it's crazy because I will end up at some point in time digesting all of the material that comes with it. And I don't do that with a lot of games. I did buy the Halo Reach Legendary Edition that has all the booklets and, you know, everything's written as it's part of the game. And I looked through it and I'm like, this is really cool, but I didn't read through it. I'm not a huge Halo fanboy. But I will with
I will with
Assassin's Creed and just super nerd out on it. I'm excited.
I think a big title and I would say you brought up the Encyclopedia graphic novel. Safe to assume those will be separate from game release, but a lot of those others, will become probably store exclusive. Legendary packs for the, you know, the game. Statue, I would assume, would be the most widely available one. Will probably be the most popular one too. It seems like that. So,
sharp.
Couple more franchises in October. Not as big. Big to some people, but not as significant as Assassin's Creed or Resident Evil. So we won't stay on them too long. But you do have Medal of Honor, Warfighter.
Yep.
So
it's got its following of folks who like it better than Call of Duty or Battlefield.
So
usually it's the one that's in between the battlefields that people pick up to stem the tide until they get the new battlefield.
To keep their war games going.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's on October 23rd. And then on the end of the month, on October 30th, Need for Speed, which I wanted to swear that this title is called Most Wanted. I swear there's been a Most Wanted before.
I think that there has. I don't... Tell you what, man, on my PlayStation 2, I bought every Need for Speed game that came out. They were awesome. You could, you know, the graphics really started picking up and everything like that. I haven't bought one on my PlayStation 3 or my Xbox 360 yet.
Well,
I don't know. They went, you know, too realistic for some of them. And if I want a realistic game, I'm going to play Gran Turismo or Forza.
Mm-hmm.
I want fun in arcade. I want to be able to have the gas pedal down the whole time and hit nitrous and make a 90-degree corner and not have to worry about crashing my car. That's what I want for Need for Speed. So if they could just give me that, I'll be happy.
So I've had some Need for Speed games in the past, but that's another. And when you talk about the fighting games or sports games, it just seems redundant. But this one even more than those, because it seems how much improvement can you really give me in a car?
Yeah.
You know, a car racing game.
Most of it's just going to be environmental.
Yeah,
that's it.
Different places and that slightly different storyline that kind of drives what you're doing.
Was it Need for Speed that used was it Brooke Burke for a while there? Mm-hmm. So was there that was how they moved some titles there.
The early
days of the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. So, but that's the end of the month on October 30th. And Need for, I mean, it sells. I think
it's still popular.
Yeah, all of us have a history of working in retail in that area, dealing with the video games, and have seen the Need for Speed titles fly off the shelf. Mm-hmm. So definitely. So October, once again, probably more significant titles that were, as Adam mentioned, with September that were missed. And we're, if we had any listeners, would probably blacklist us for it. But we know there's a lot of other games, but these are some of the big ones. So let's jump into November and
very big, very quick.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
This is, as much as I don't want to take away from Assassin's Creed 3 and sit here and I know I'm the Halo fanboy, but this is going to be the title of the fall.
Oh yeah.
For the reason of this is the one of those titles, even though it only comes out on one system, always is up in those records for sales. And on top of that, it's so significant this time around because you've moved away from Bungie and you have 343 Studios, working on it, and they're reinventing the wheel. Actually, yeah. all new sound effects, all new, you know, controls, motions, everything like that. They want to make this a significant, you know, I hate to say it's a franchise relaunch because we're only so far removed from Halo Reach, but in the style of it switching creative teams.
It's a reboot.
It's a reboot. Yeah. So, it's a reboot. They were responsible. 343 was responsible for the Halo Anniversary Edition,
right?
Yeah,
which good was game. A huge success.
Yeah.
So Halo 4, excited. I know I'm getting in for sure.
That'll be a title that I will end up getting.
So you get it.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I'll probably get it on launch for sure.
And the game system coming out with it too. So we mentioned special editions coming out. Super sleek Xbox 360 of. With the blue LEDs, you know, so you drop the green lights, blue on the controllers. You get two controllers with it. Super sharp. I've owned the other Halo Collector's Editions systems. Love them. I think this will be mine.
I think that's the best looking custom Xbox I've seen.
It is.
Like just from appearance wise. I like the R2-D2 Star Wars one probably better just because I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but I think it by far the best looking custom edition machine I've seen put out.
It is sick. It is.
I would put it out where people could see it as opposed to behind my TV, which is where both my video game systems are now.
And you're speaking strictly from the manufacturer point of the manufacturer-produced machines because...
Right.
Because I've seen some pretty impressive
mods. Yeah, you've got all the custom ones, right. But the ones that anybody can go out and buy
increase. They're moving away. I mean, even in the other systems, they stuck with the same LEDs and they stuck with their green. And even when you get the black and systems that they really push for these new slims, there was still, you know, the green accents, the typical Xbox look to it. Mm-hmm. And this has, I mean, the same structure physically, but when you really look at the system itself, the paint job on it, the lights they're using, the stuff, it's different than anything we've seen from Microsoft.
How many gigabytes is it doing?
I want to say it's in the 300 range.
I believe most of the new custom editions come with 320.
Yeah, so
I don't know if they upped this one.
No, I'm pretty sure it's 320 is correct. It's going to be $399.99. So it's going to take some arguing with my wife, especially because that week and the week after you have... the complete Ninja Turtles animated set in the Ninja Turtles party van collector's case released.
Your Blu-ray, yeah.
Seriously. No, just on DVD, but it's still.
Just DVD. That's the animated?
Okay. Yeah, the original animated series across 23 discs. You can see that post on Project Nerd. And then the week after you have the Watchmen collector's edition with the hardcover graphic novel, the re-release of the ultimate edition.
Have they put a price on that one yet?
Yeah. Amazon has it for pre-order at $52.99 right now.
That's not bad.
So
that's really not
MSRP
bad,
is $74.99.
Yeah.
When you really think about it, cause it's the hardback Watchmen graphic novel, the cheapest you're going to find a hardback Watchmen graphic novel right now.
$30.
Yeah. $30-$40 right now. The ultimate edition's out of print and running for almost $100 online through third party sellers.
I've been looking for it and I can't find it. So,
this is a significant release. I know that's going off topic a little, but that's what my November's starting to look like.
Right.
So it's going to be hard to get that game system in this house, but I'm going to find a way because Halo is in. That's what got me really in. I can't say it's what got me into gaming. Of course, I played my Nintendo, but that's what really got me into the.
Kicked you into the next level.
There you go. The next generation, the older style, the multiplayer online, the we had, you know, the original Halo on the Xbox is hooked across our dorm rooms in the land, land set up in our dorm rooms, up all night, missing classes the next day because of Halo.
Yeah.
Going to get midnight release for Halo 2, a friend of mine missing missing Tuesday, or was it Wednesday, whatever day ended up being the next day.
Tuesday.
Missing class.
Tuesday.
Because because he stayed up all night playing, and it was so significant he had to retake that class because he had a presentation that was 25% of his grade that he missed. I mean, so this was big for us. So Halo 4.
One of the first Halo, aptly subtitled Combat Evolved. It did more than just evolve, you know, multiplayer combat and everything like that. It really did push gaming into a whole new era. Mm-hmm. And Halo in particular has done a great job capitalizing on that with all the marketing. So all the live action stuff that you've seen with Halo 4. Awesome. I love it. I'm not a huge Halo fanboy. I play the games, but I don't follow the stories, but I love, you know, going online and watching a 10-minute live action trailer. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. And I think, you know, it really is tying in all the other media aspects to this is more than just a video game and you should treat it like Iggy does more than I do.
I tell you what, you know what, you know, this summer they played the trailer at the movie theater and it's just like, everybody was just like, oh my God, that looks so good.
Was it before the Avengers? Is that right?
I think they did before the Avengers. They played it several times, of the movies here in town, but man, it just got a great reaction.
It did. And as you mentioned, not just the live trailer, they're doing live action web series with it, as well as I've seen two or three good looking fan series that are being launched or have been launched. I think, as you mentioned, not following story, it's so hard with Halo on the story, though. As much as I love the franchise and the story for Halo Reach was phenomenal, the overall Halo universe story, it's hard. It's not as strong as some of these others, like Assassin's Creed and other. And I think it's because it just blew up so fast. And they just had this one game that was like kind of a launch, you know, a system launch game with the first Xbox, a decent story with it. I mean, you followed through, the story was fine, but then they just started filling in gaps as much as they could and plugging in stories, and they had books and other games and comics and all this stuff. And so your story just ends up being so crazy that by the time you got to Halo 3, it's like, let's just play multiplayer. but then, like I said, Halo Reach came back around and brought an incredible story because you got away from the Master Chief. This, you're going back to the Master Chief. I'm pretty excited, as you can tell. I just went crazy on it.
He is geeking out over there.
So, but that's not even, I mean, that's huge. But this is just a starting point for how big November is, because we have two other titles coming that also have set records in sales. Mm-hmm. And they're part of franchises that have. I guess they haven't been released yet, so we can't really say they have. We'll stick with the action games, huge multiplayer. Call of Duty, Black Ops 2. So.
So Activision puts out a game every year. Call of Duty, you're getting an Activision game. But they sub out who does that game from Treyarch to Infinity Ward every other year. Mm-hmm. And it really blew up with Infinity Ward's Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare 2.
Well, I mean, the first Modern Warfare, big game. Very, very cool. And then you get World at War from Treyarch, which is a great game and introduces the whole zombie wave after wave item. And then you go back to Modern Warfare 2. Huge. I mean, that shatters everything. And then
shattered single night records, first day records, or midnight release records, first day records, first week records, and then even first month records. And I believe it has since been broken. I mean, these things get broken left and right as the video game industry has grown. But it's one of those ones that has it's a guaranteed. If you have a Call of Duty, a Grand Theft Auto or Halo franchise coming out, it seems like it's going to be, there's going to be a record broken somewhere in there.
Right. And so then you got Black Ops, which was, I think, a great story. I really like the idea behind the Black Ops. I'm just not as impressed with Treyarch's gameplay as I am with Infinity Ward's. And so
a little worried about it.
Well, I played Black Ops and it was fine. And the multiplayer is cool with some of the different things you can do. I'd stand in line for the Infinity Ward version. I will potentially buy 2 months later the Treyarch version once I can get it pre-owned, because somebody will trade it in already.
Yeah.
Black, just as a note, and I don't know if this record still stands, but Call of Duty Black Ops, because that was the one that came out after Modern Warfare 2, had at least at one time the single day record for media sales. So better than any movie, CD, anything release on a single Tuesday, had that record. And that was the first video game to ever outsell it, to ever hold that over a movie.
Wow.
So it was very, very impressive there. I'm sure we've had some significant movie titles and even a few significant game titles since then. So I'm sure that's long gone, but it was definitely, you know, this is one of those franchises when we're talking about how huge Halo is and, you know, and Assassin's Creed creeping up there and everything like that. But this is Call of Duty is at that level of Halo, and you got both of those in 1 month here.
Well, within 1 week.
Within one week. Right, yeah,
so. 6th and the 13th. So save up for November.
A lot of midnight releases that month.
Yeah.
So, those are ones that you will see the lines for midnight. Anything on, I haven't seen this yet. Anything special edition for Call of Duty Black Ops?
Actually, yes. They have a care package for the 360 and the PS3 for $179. Comes with a game, a remote-controlled MQ-27 Dragonfire drone,
okay.
Nuketown Zombies bonus map, Nuketown 2025 bonus map, collectible two-sided steelbook, two challenge coins, weapon camo, multiplayer weapon skin, two-player card backgrounds, the soundtrack, Xbox Live Claw avatar prop, Zombies avatar costume.
Well, they're definitely earning this $180 price tag here.
And then they have the hardened version, and that one has the maps.
A lot of the steel downloadable
content. You don't get the remote control drone.
So that's the only thing.
It's okay. So they normally do a hardened edition, and then the what do they call it? They're
calling it the care package.
The care package. I think.
And picture that I'm seeing right now. I really hope that that's it, because that is a huge box.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It looks like a care package from the multiplayer.
Yeah. Nice.
So, yeah, so significant releases there, a couple of huge sets. But then we got another one that's kind of, it's been a more recent, franchise, a game changer for the PlayStation, because it PlayStation had that issue of there's not enough family friendly games. Mm-hmm. And then this title came out and blew it all away. Game of the Year editions and everything, because it just, it outsold games that, you know, people were expecting to sell
hardcore
better.
Games. Yeah.
And that was the Little Big Planet franchise. And we're moving into the Mario Kart style with Little Big Planet karting. So,
right. I think, well, this is the game that everybody wanted. Mod Nation Racers to be a family racing game on the PlayStation.
As somebody who owns Mod Nation Racers, I know.
Yeah. it just never fulfilled. It never lived up to the idea of what it could have been. And I think Little Big Planet is such a fun series. I mean, I sit down with my, you know, college PhD student friends and we play Little Big Planet for, you know, 2.5 hours. It's fantastic. It's a great game. I think the karting game is going to be a blast, just because all those games are so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a big fan. We enjoy the Little Big Planet franchise in this house. My son, we play it, and I've, as far back as I can remember, I've been a big fan of the Mario Kart style. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like you said, I bought full price Mod Nation Racers, because I was thinking, you know, same company, same styles, what they really pushed it as. Underwhelming, but this looks promising. It looks promising. So,
yes, I don't have kids and I'm excited
about it. There we go.
So. I would take this over Need for Speed any day.
Yeah.
It's just stupid fun.
Exactly.
So I guess sticking with franchises and significant franchises that, but it hasn't made a splash in a while. The Hitman franchise is back.
Yeah.
Hitman Absolution.
Oh, the trailer that they put out for this one looked very cool. Very, very cool. And there's a couple of them, but there's one in particular with a series of nuns. And, oh, man, it looks so sharp.
I've watched that, and it looks, I mean, I understand it's a video. It's not necessarily gameplay, but it still looked unbelievable.
Yeah, I would say that.
I couldn't get over how good it looks.
Gorgeous.
But Hitman's always been one of those games that has kind of stayed ahead of the trends in terms of the look of it.
Right.
I mean, it's always been a good looking game.
Yeah, I love sneaking and assassination games and stuff like that. I'm awful at the Hitman games, but I play almost every one of them because they're so cool. I really like the ideas and the story that is told into them. Usually very, very good. And there's another movie that just annihilated what the expectations from the game were.
Just I heard they're coming out with another movie, though.
Relaunching the franchise, even, is good. What they're kind of doing. So
I'd be fine with them keeping Timothy Oliphant. I think he is fantastic, but that movie, I disliked it intensely.
I kind of wanted, and he was really wanting to do it as well, Vin Diesel, I thought would have been great. A lot of people give Vin Diesel, you know, crap and stuff for that, but keep in mind, people don't realize that Vin Diesel owns a video game company. He writes the story to his Chronicle of Riddick's games. He's very hands-on. He even does some of the, you know, help with the animation and the everything like that. He is 100% nerd when it comes down to it, and he's behind the scenes on that. So I think he would have been, especially because another thing, too, is just a dumb action star. Well, this dumb action star usually, you know, executive produces, is part of the, is sometimes part of the writing team, or is helps with the rewrites, and you know, and so I think he could have helped that franchise, the movie, made a movie franchise out of it.
He's the executive producer for all the Fast Five movies. I mean, I mean, he's rolling in the dough right now.
He's a name, too. He's a name people will go see.
Especially in the international market. He's huge.
I'd definitely be fine with him being behind it.
He's not David Hasselhoff big, but he's bigger than Timothy Oliphant. So Hitman, I haven't seen too much in terms of gameplay, but like you said, those videos, some of the videos they've shown have looked pretty impressive. Yeah. But that's towards the end of November, if I'm not correct. Is that right?
Yeah, the 20th, I believe.
So Thanksgiving week.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Well, that's what you've seen a lot of them do. Last year, you had a lot of games that came out in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. A lot of people want to get out before Thanksgiving. Yeah. You want to have that deal on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. And, I didn't even think about that. So some of these might have to go to that list. But that seems to be this calendar year, because as we get into December now, we have one significant title that we kind of have on our list. And sadly, it's not significant for necessarily the gameplay. It's significant because the first one, you could buy a special edition that gave you full access to get into the engine and create your own, you know, your own stuff. And that's the Far Cry franchise. I know Far Cry 2 bombed. The fact that there was even a movie that 90% of the world doesn't even know about.
Made a movie on
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Exactly.
Wow.
The movie that, you know, that the world doesn't even know about was kind of a disappointment. So, but Far Cry 3... what I've seen of it, they're trying to get back to kind of the first one, and then they're going to try to open it up to where people can be more creative again. I don't know if they're going to provide some of the tools they did, but interesting. So y'all Far Cry players or?
Nope. Didn't play either one of them. No.
So I spent a significant amount of time with the first one as we developed we were developing an animation and a video game using the Far Cry engine. So back in my early college days. So never completed those works. We did have some work to show for it, though. Some pretty incredible work. And crazy enough, the one of the main characters in the video game looks a lot like Bane did in the movie. Smell lawsuit. No, just kidding. So we'll see there. But that kind of rounds it out for the winter. December, as you mentioned, is going to be kind of low key in terms of video games. So. Yeah. But before we close here, I think a few keynotes. Adam, you did want to point out, just I guess really quickly, we'll cover them when we get closer to next year, but really quickly, just a few games to look forward to next year.
Yeah, I mean, coming out next year, early next year for sure, some that I'm really excited about, Dead Space 3. I never played through them as much as you did, just like 5-10 minutes here or there. When I look back at them, there's no reason why I wouldn't love those games. You got zombies, you got space.
Type of movies and type of video games you like, I am shocked that you have not lived these games you have some of these other franchises. Yeah.
So I'll probably try to pick up 1 and 2 and play those before that game comes out next year. I'm really, really excited about the new Metal Gear Rising Revengeance game. Also slightly concerned, Kojima Productions, Hideo Kojima, who's the mastermind behind the whole Metal Gear franchise. They only did about a quarter to a half of the game and then gave over control to somebody else so they could start developing. In the end, I'm very much okay with it because they started developing the new Fox engine that they just released the in-game videos of, not actual gameplay, but in-game videos. So using the engine to create videos for a new Metal Gear project that'll be out the following year. So I'm completely okay that they decided they wanted to turn their attention to that. But Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, I'm gonna get that. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's something different. Still in the same story arc ish. Different gameplay, so it'll be, it's not a true Metal Gear Solid game, which is why they didn't give it the Metal Gear Solid title. So pretty excited on that.
And I know in March is Gears of War.
Oh, so Gears of War prequel.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for that one, as I am a fan of Gears of War, fan of the story. We talk about it. I love Halo, but the story just never, the Gears of War, the campaigns into the horde mode, which really set up the, when you talk about Call of Duty doing their zombie versions and all that, this horde mode is what blew up and kind of set that, you know, so it was another trendsetter in a way. But this looks really good because it's a prequel, and Gears of War, just, they do amazing jobs with their trailers.
Amazing jobs
setting this tone for their trailers. And this, even though you're out when next March, I thought it was even later than that, but you already have the trailer out that's kind of looks interesting, and so definitely excited. And then going back to February, BioShock, its next title. Infinite, but big ones. But I think real quick, we'll cover, you mentioned Metal Gear Solid here recently, getting the announcement with some other big news. I'll let you take over because you're jumping over there.
Almost. Yeah, no, the new Fox engine that, I mean, Kojima Productions said, you know what, we want to make a next generation game for this console. And so everything that they poured into it was thinking ahead of not just how can we make this look better, but how can that improve the story that we can tell? Because that's very much how those Metal Gear games are driven. They're very story driven. There's a lot of background going into them, and they were unhappy with all the other engines that were out there. So they said, all right, we'll build our own, which is a crazy thing to do, but they did it. And so you look back and it's been, gosh, 3 years, maybe four now, since the last Metal Gear Solid game. And this is what they've been doing. And I'm like I said, I'm super excited about it, because the video that they released in at PAX and in conjunction with their 25th anniversary just looks unbelievable. Everything that they did, how the graphics interplay with each other. They have an unbelievable shot in the rain where there's three or four guys walking and the rain's all hitting them differently, as opposed to the, you know, the same rain falling on the right side of every player. It's all independent. And
so we'll, and we'll include links to those videos in the forum post, but yeah, significant. That's that, seems to be that next big game changer, as we're talking about some of these franchises had some game changing points. This one there, because a lot of, as you mentioned, a lot of, you know, games will share engines because instead of starting from scratch, it's so much easier and you can get those games out faster.
Right.
But that's definitely significant. But that's, yeah, like you said, that's kind of down the road. So you got a lot of time.
Yeah, they're still developing the game and what the game itself is going to be, but they've called it Ground Zeroes. So kind of a launching point for a bunch of the different story arcs. So it's kind of set in between some of the stories. Interesting to see who you're going to play as, whether it's Big Boss or Solid Snake. They don't really tip their hand either way there, so pretty interesting. I'm really excited.
So with that, and with the anniversary news, as you mentioned, Metal Gear Solid 4 anniversary review up on Project Blue, or I'm sorry, Metal Gear, it's not the anniversary review, just to celebrate the anniversary, but Metal Gear Solid 4, Ben got that some coverage, and Ben's also covering our movie news over at Project Nerd, and he pointed out Friday, I don't know if you saw this, Adam, Konami and Columbia Pictures re-announcing their intentions to produce a Metal Gear Solid film. So just did its 25th anniversary, they're going to follow Solid Snake. They've gone even further because they're talking about Avi Arad, who has produced Amazing Spider-Man, as well as he's supposedly helping get Uncharted and Mass Effect movie franchises off the ground. So significant names being attached.
As long as they don't take Kojima out of it, then I'm all for it. If he unattaches or is however forced out, I will probably protest.
So I'm sure they'll try to treat that one right, because that's one of those ones when we talk about the Halos, the Call of Duties, that's one of those ones that you just don't want it. You don't want to piss the fans off for that one. But then again, I guess when I look back at it, you don't want to piss the Dead or Alive fans, the Street Fighter
fans. You wouldn't want to, but I mean, this is a game series celebrating its 25th anniversary.
That's true.
I mean, that's impressive. That's 1987.
That's true. So you do go way back. So plenty of games to get. I don't know, Adam, it sounded like to me like you've got, you're not even going to be able to count them on your two hands there. You're going to have to get the toes out to count how many games you're buying this fall.
My wife's going
to
be so mad.
And Bob, you mentioned Halo is definitely one. Anything else in there that might creep into your collection?
I just looked at the Bond preview, and I'm just really excited.
I would say so. I'd say Halo, Bond. I'll probably have to do Little Big Planet. The best thing about that is I can throw that under the tree and call it a Christmas gift.
You get to play with that boy too, yeah.
So
let me show you how it's done.
So I'd say, I mean, there's a good handful there. And then, like I said, next year, looking forward to that Gears of War prequel to kind of, because you never, as much as they give you in terms of story, you never 100% find out what happened with Marcus Fenix's dad and what's going on with, how this all came to be. And so that's kind of cool. But as long as a huge fall, as we gave you your special fall video game preview, some big titles on the horizon as well. But keep an eye on the Nerdcast for September. We're going to get you more titles for the list. I think we got plans to bring you out, at least get you above 20, maybe closer to 30. We do have a pretty interesting Nerdcast coming up around the corner too. We're going to do some trivia for some people that don't know a whole lot about movies. So it should definitely be entertaining to say the least. We're going to make sure we have Tyler on board for that one, because Tyler, for those of you that listen enough, know he's the harsh one and he won't play nice with them. And then of course we do, and around the corner have some significant Apple news coming up with their devices, which is going to give us a good time to talk about, Kindle Fire news, the new Windows 8 and iPhone 5
stuff right now. Yeah.
So good tech episode in there.
Second half of the month, we got a ton of new releases.
Oh yeah.
Movies.
A whole special that we're going to dedicate around James Bond, Indiana Jones, Stan the Avengers. So all those around. So we're talking about November, big game spending. We got some big movie spending here at the end of September. So big month from the Nerdcast coming up. I'll also be updating into some news next year as we plan to be live from some comic conventions. But once again, we need help getting us there. So be sure to check out these games. If you really want them and you're going to order them online, head on over to our Amazon links. We'll make sure we link all the special editions for you as well, because we know some of you want that extra stuff. I know we do.
I want it, yeah.
So, all right. So signing out for our video game special on the Nerdcast. We'll catch you next week.